From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. At this week's Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, President Obama called on the international community to work urgently to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists. VOA's White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, The White House.
Also at the summit, President Obama said Tehran must prove that Iran is a sound and friendly business investment.
It is not necessary that we take the approach of them going through dollar-denominated transactions. It is possible for them to work through European financial institutions as well. But there is going to need to be continued clarification provided to businesses in order to for deal flows to begin. Now, what I would say is also important is Iran's own behavior in generating confidence that Iran's a safe place to do business.
Mr. Obama said Iran's provocative actions may be scaring off business. This is VOA News.